In recent years, there has been a crescendo in China in the field of Western classical music. Chinese conservatories are cultivating child prodigies, cities are sprouting concert halls, and factories are cranking out violins and pianos. And the Chinese are performing more operas. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, China has a lot to learn about opera and a lot to teach.
In June, Chinese soprano Zhang Liping performed as Madame Butterfly at a major opera festival here. She had clinched her international diva status with performances of this role in London in 2003 and New York in 2004, but this was her first time performing it in Beijing. In the opera's famous aria One Beautiful Day, Madame Butterfly is lost in a reverie about the return of her unfaithful husband, U.S. Navy Lieutenant Pinkerton. She awakes in a flash of conviction that he will return to her in Nagasaki, Japan.
Then the melody changes and bam! She returns to reality and says to her maid Suzuki, "All this will happen, I promise you."
Zhang has spent more than a decade studying and performing overseas, mostly in Great Britain and Canada. She says that after years of studying Western opera, more and more Chinese musicians are now getting a chance to live it.
It's hard to say if we can really get the flavor of it right. Our culture may keep us from doing so. I think you really have to go live over there, drink their wine, eat their food, browse their museums, and understand their culture.
The opera festival ran from April to July and included 13 Chinese and foreign operas performed by 2,000 artists. Puccini's Tosca was performed on successive nights by Chinese singers, including Zhang Liping, and foreign singers, including tenor Marcello Giordani. Here he is singing the aria Recondita Armonia. Madame Butterfly was jointly produced with Venice, Italy's most famous opera house, Teatro La Fenice. Artistic director Fortunato Ortombina sees a bright future for operatic cooperation between China and Europe.
What I found really interesting and that made me impress, how many young Chinese musicians, young Chinese singers, I found when I go to competition of singing. They are very well educated and very well trained with a lot of attitude.
The festival was held at Beijing's National Center for the Performing Arts. It looks like an orb-shaped spacecraft that's just landed in a lake. Assistant manager of the Metropolitan Opera House in New York, Elena Park, says she finds the structure visually stunning.
It seems like the building kind of epitomizes the great commitment and ambition of the Chinese government and their will to accomplish things on kind of a grand scale very quickly.
The Chinese contributions to this summer's festival also reflected the government's will. They were all of a single genre known as Red Classics and all from the Maoist era. One of the works was performed by the People's Liberation Army Air Force Art Troupe and entitled Sister Jiang. The setting is 1948, and the communists are trouncing the nationalists in a civil war. Communist agent Sister Jiang leads guerrilla attacks on the nationalists until she's captured and tortured. Hot tears are running down my needles and thread, she sings, as she sews a red flag while awaiting execution in her prison cell, a little bit like a Chinese version of Betsy Ross under extreme interrogation techniques. Huang Dingshan is head of the song and dance troupe of the General Political Department of the People's Liberation Army. He says there's no reason Sister Jiang can't be performed next to Rigoletto or Carmen.
Art knows no national boundaries. It is the language of a great world harmony. Of course, every country has its own history, but under the influence of art, all people's spirits are connected.
Some may find the Red Classics a bit anachronistic or ideologically heavy. But Tony Hall, chief executive of the Royal Opera House, says he thinks such fare might go over well in London.
The National Ballet of China came last year and did some revolutionary ballet. I think it was Swan Lake they did. And the public loved it. And funnily enough, the pieces that were most successful with our audience were the Chinese ballet. So I think people are ready for it.
Whatever people may think of the Red Classics, for now at least, China's government is promoting them as the country's official contribution to the body of world opera. If it works hard enough at it, perhaps the Red Classics will one day be no more exotic to Western eyes and ears than Western opera is to Chinese audiences. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.